From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama will speak today at the end of the second and final day of the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington. He met Thursday with leaders of South Korea and Japan after a united effort to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
This is President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit. South Korea media say North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile off its eastern coast in the latest of several tests this year, signifying an increased level of tension between Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's western allies. Seoul said the missile launched into the Sea of Japan at midday today. North Korea has launched a series of apparent weapons tests since January. Indian police say they have detained several officials of the construction company that was building a bridge that collapsed in Kolkata, killing at least 23, injuring 80 others or more. Police say they have opened a case of culpable homicide against the construction firm. Uganda's Supreme Court has upheld the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni in the February election. The court rejected a petition from a former prime minister and presidential candidate. The Electoral Commission announced on February 20th that Museveni had won 60% of the vote. This is VOA News.